I would just like to reiterate that as part of the recently signed agreement under Article 11, Paragraph 5 of the Agreement on the Cessation of Hostilities signed in Addis Ababa on the 21st of December 2017. This article, as I mentioned, Article 11, Paragraph 5, gives CPSAM a mandate to monitor and verify any breaches of that recently signed agreement. All parties have signed up to this agreement and are therefore obligated to uphold it. CPSAM has a legal right to be present in South Sudan under our status of mission agreement that we have signed with this government. And we are committed to investigating any breaches of the agreement in an impartial, neutral manner. CPSAM has over 360 staff members from 18 different countries, the majority of whom are in active service in the IGAD country, so in active service in the military in the IGAD country. CPSAM is made up of the friends and neighbors of South Sudan, and we're here for the betterment of the people. We are here to ensure that peace and stability is restored.
The minister was suggesting or even proposing that they will not consider any report from CITESAM if it is not being shared by the government representative in the CITESAM. And that is a question about how CITESAM is compiling reports and how CITESAM is supposed to share with the government and then release it to the media.
Well, the mandate of CPSAM is very clear in the new agreement. And under Article 14, Paragraph 1 of the new agreement, it states CPSAM shall report to the IGAD Council of Ministers and the Joint Monitoring and Evaluation Commission. And this is what we have done. And we are dedicated to reporting in a timely manner and will continue to do so to the best of our ability. We are intending to hold a board meeting with our new restructured board that will incorporate all the new parties to the agreement, and we intend to hold that board meeting in early February. But violations were occurring in the time between the signing of the agreement and the time in which we intended to convene the restructured board, and it was necessary for us to report on those violations to our parent bodies. And we are dedicated to fulfilling that mandate, and we will continue to do so.
So what is the response directly about the request from the minister that you must share your information before you release reports?
Well, again, I would just refer to the new agreement, Article 14 under Paragraph 1, which states that CPSAM shall report to the IGAD Council of Ministers and the Joint Monitoring and Evaluation Commission. And that is what we have done. Now, we are aware that the board needs to be restructured, and that process is taking place at the moment. We are working with the IGAD Special Envoy and the other bodies to ensure we have our board members and that we convene a board by early February. But as I stated, violations were taking place, and CPSAM has a responsibility to report on those violations, and that is what we have done.
Given what has transpired recently and the reactions from the parties to the agreement, especially the principal parties of the agreement on the resolution of conflict in South Sudan, what is your message again?
Our message to the parties is we are imploring them to uphold all the provisions of the recently signed agreement. And in relation to the specific allegations that were raised by the Honourable Minister last week, I can assure you that all these matters are currently under investigation. And as I said, it would be inappropriate at this time to make comment on the details of our findings until those investigations are completed and all the evidence has been gathered. And once that is done, we will report accordingly on those investigations. We will provide investigation reports to our parent bodies, as stated in the agreement.
My last question is also in relation to our main body of the interview is, if the government has a position on your report, what is the appropriate platform they should take and raise their concern?
We will be convening a board meeting in early February. So this will give us a chance to have all the stakeholders around the table in which they can communicate with us. But we're also convening a workshop here this week in Addis Ababa, in which all the warring parties will attend. And there are many avenues for the warring parties to communicate with DP Sam. We have working relationships with the SPLA, with the SPLAIO. So there are many avenues of communication for the parties to communicate with DP Sam.